stat there.
Now moving on to this year's schedule. USA, of course, has their second straight home game here. After this week, they are on the road for the following 2 weeks at Brown City and at Bad Axe before hosting Reese on September 26th. Then they are on the road at Lakers, an absolute classic Greater Thumb West rivalry there. Lakers hosting the USA Patriots.
It doesn't get much better than that game. Hopefully USA uses their schedule of Brown City, Bad Axe, and a nice stepping stone to Lakers there in Reese to get them prepared for that Lakers team that looks very good so far after 1 week.
But then they're on the road at Vassar. They host Cassidy and then finish the regular season at Harbor Beach.
Ooh, what a stretch of games. USA going to have to stay healthy and really get ready and prepare themselves, take care of the ball, and they'll be all right, Clark.
And as far as the LV Bearcats go, they lost last week to Tawas Area at home. They're on the road this week. Now they have two at home following this week. September 12th, they host Lakers. September 19th, they host Marlette. And then they're on the road at Sandusky September 26th.
Yeah, good stretch of games here. I know they're looking back at that Tawas game right now, wishing they had that one back, scoring on the first drive and then not scoring again and only losing by one score. But Lakers, again, will be a tough one. Marlette at home, another tough game, but it is in Ubley, so that will help. Sandusky on the road right now. Sandusky looks real nice right
and
now.
And I like the last three of four games for Ubley to finish the regular season. They host Memphis on the road at Harbor Beach. That'll be a tough one, especially being Harbor Beach's homecoming.
Just going to say, homecoming there in Harbor Beach, the place will be rocking.
October 17th, they are at Brown City. That's a winnable game. And then it's also home against Bad Axe to finish the regular season.
And if Ubley can sneak a couple victories out of the first few games in the first half of the season, they look to finish strong with a Brown City Bad Axe team that are also looking to do the same thing, trying to get a couple wins there down the stretch.
It is now time to listen in to the USA Marching Patriots with our Star Spangled Banner.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. Drive to the shore and save more on a new 2014 or 2015 Chevy truck.
This is Jay Maynard. Just here to let you know we have another great lease on a 2014 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 LT. It's got leather, straight-in bed liner, 20-inch wheels, all-terrain tires, auto temperature, dual zone air, heated seats, trailer brake, custom sport package, power seat, rear camera, Bose system. $439 a month for everyone. $397 per month for GM employees and family members. Come see me, Jay Maynard, and let's make it.
Find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon. Call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/linklife.
So I think it's safe to say it is a beautiful day for football. Sunrise this morning was at 7:02. Sunset tonight, 8:02, meaning we have 13 hours of sunshine remaining, and that's only going to go downhill.
Yeah, this doesn't help anymore. We'll be under the lights soon enough. And I did miss the moon phases every week. That I went to bed every night wondering what it was over the summertime.
What was most shocking is I was looking at our last game that we covered. Mm-hmm. Harbor Beach against Ishpeming in Marquette, November 15th, November 22nd, whatever that was. And the sunset was like at 4:58 p.m.
Yeah, I couldn't tell, though.
I feel so optimistic when I see a sunset before dinner time.
It didn't help. We were in a dome anyways, but correct.
You know, We never got to finish that story because we never were on air after that. Driving up to Ishpeming to Marquette that day was absolutely beautiful, to the point that we did a photo shoot in front of the bridge. It was a beautiful fall day. On the way home, I felt like we were on the Oregon Trail. It took us about 6 hours to go from Marquette to the Mackinac Bridge. And when we hit the Mackinac Bridge, it felt like we got home. But yet we had another 5 hours of whiteouts.
We weren't even halfway there yet.
We get to Bay City, Michigan, and people are looking like we're crazy because there's not a single flake of snow on the ground. That's the story for now. Now it's time as USA won the toss, has elected to defer, so they will kick off. And their kicker is number 55, Chandler Fritz. There's the boot. A little bit of a pop fly to second base out to the 29-yard line. Picked up by Upley's number 80 right there. Number 30, excuse me, Evan Block. And he gets out to the 37-yard line. And it's going to be Upley ball, first and 10, right to left across your radio.
And Hunter Streeter making the tackle on special teams for USA.
11:44 left in the first quarter. 0-0. Upley with the ball, right to left across your radio in their white jerseys, orange lettering. Flat black helmets with black pants and orange belts. USA in the all blues with red and white stripes on their sleeves. White helmets with the P on one side. Pittsburgh Steelers style. Ubley coming out in their T formation. Three men in the backfield. Jeffrey Wright under center. And it's a handoff to their first man right up the gap, up to about the 40-yard line. It's going to be a gain of two just inside of the left hash. Derek Brown, the ball carrier, that sophomore, moved up last year on varsity, now on his second year on the varsity squad.
Tackle made on USA's part, Austin Harper.
Second and 8 here from the 40-yard line of Ubley, going against the USA defense. Five-man front for Ubley, if you include the corners coming in. There's the T formation. This is a handoff to the third man out of the T. Gets up to the 45-yard line, a 5-yard gain. And it was actually Roman Welton. Am I correct on that carry?
Roman Welton definitely had the carry there, Clark.
Just making sure. We're still getting the rust off here on the old jalopy. As now we have a 3rd and 3 coming up from the 45-yard line.
And the senior linebacker, Hunter Streeter, in on the tackle.
Ubley coming out in a very disciplined T formation. We'll see this formation more than likely the entire night, as is Ubley tradition. Right to left across your radio, black helmets working with the ball right now. Hand off to number 23, Welton again. He has the first down by about a yard and a half out to the 49-yard line, nearly at midfield. And it's moved the chains, 1st and 10 for Ubley.
Tackle made by the defensive specialist, defensive back, Ryan Miller-Wise.
Ryan Miller-Wise with the tackle. He's also the running back for USA's offense. And the Vassar-Harbor Beach game is on a half-hour delay. Field and stands are being cleared as we speak. 1st and 10, working just inside the right hash. Jeffrey Wright hands this off to basically what you call the fullback, number 47, Dominic Rosenthal, the 6'1", 160 sophomore, and he is their fullback. It's a gain of 4, maybe 4.5 yards. 2nd and 6 coming up.
Tackle made by the linebacker, Brandon Bolesman.
6 yards to go. They are now in USA territory. Both teams looking for their first victory tonight. 9:26 left in the first quarter, 0-0, Ubley on their first possession of the night. Jeffrey Wright looks right to left, in between the hash marks, almost dead even. And it's a handoff to the second man, right through the middle, number 20, Derek Brown. He has room to run, has the first down, past the 40, past the 35, and finally brought down to the 33-yard line, moved the chains yet again. And it's another 1st and 10 for the Ubley Bearcats.
And the tackle made by the deep safety, the only one back there to make the tackle, number 10, Aaron Sines.
He went from the 46-yard line down to the 33, a 13-yard gain for the Ubley Bearcats. So they are now approaching the red zone into the USA red zone.
And that was a great example, Clark, of the undersized backer sneaking between his big offensive lineman. Nobody seen him or touched him for 8 yards, and he ran straight up the middle.
1st and 10, Bearcats handoff up right up the middle yet again. And this is going to be number 20, Derek Brown, yet again with the carry. Pushes forward out to the 27-yard line. And he is getting more and more yardage every time he touches that ball.
And first Patriot on the scene, Hunter Streeter.
6-yard gain, 2nd and 4 now for the Bearcats. Now, we must remind you, last week they came out and scored against Tawas in a 14-play drive that resulted in a Derrick Brown touchdown. They're doing the same tonight. Can they continue after this?